This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean. Rach, have you been enjoying watching a good film during ISO?
So many. I've caught up on all these films that apparently I have missed out on for a really long time. Yeah.
You know what's something really exciting? We talked about it last time when MQFF were doing a virtual screening while in isolation. And they're doing another one this week. But what's really exciting is the reason that they're doing, well, not just because it's awesome and exciting, but Melbourne Queer Film Festival won Time Out Melbourne's Time In Award for favourite virtual event because of their virtual film night. So they're doing another one, which is pretty cool. And joining us on the line is the fabulous Spiro from MQFF. Hi, Spiro.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Congratulations on winning your Time Out Time In Award.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was quite a nice surprise, actually. And it was great. It was really cool. Very excited. And everyone else that kind of won, it was a really great lineup, actually.
Now, MQFF had a difficult time at the start of ISO because it was a couple of days into the 30th anniversary of the festival this year and had to kind of shut things down. But you've certainly turned things around and engaged our communities with lots of queer films by doing a virtual film night and also your Couch Critic competition, which was a whole heap of fun.
Yeah, Couch Critic was great, and it was a really good opportunity for us to kind of reach out to everyone. And also, it was really fun to just hear about what people were watching, I think, more than anything, while they were in ISO. And I think the nice thing that's sort of come out of all of us having to communicate virtually is we're all kind of being invited into each other's homes, and it's been kind of really lovely on that level as well.
I agree. The cleaning has been really difficult, so people don't realize how messy your house is.
My little space behind me on the screen is crystal clean. Like,
Well, what's pretty exciting is that this Saturday, you guys are doing another virtual screening, and this time you're going to be screening the UK film Pride.
Yeah, I know. I think Pride, obviously, Pride at the moment, and I think Pride, this film in particular, is a completely apt movie to screen, just I guess in regards to what's going on a lot at the moment. I don't know if you know much about this film, which is really awesome, by the way, but Pride is about a group of young gay activists who joined the UK miners' strike in 1984 sort of to support them and offer their solidarity. And I think ultimately the film is about solidarity, and I think what's been amazing about the moment that we're living in, you know, with things like Black Lives Matter, for example, is that we've seen so many groups of different people kind of come together to support this cause. And I think Pride is such a wonderful reminder of that and an example of how effective it is for all of us to kind of join forces and kind of fight the good fight. So I think, you know, apart from that, I think that's, you know, one of the really important messages from it.
So if any of our listeners have not joined a Netflix viewing party before, what's the interaction like on that? How do you view it together?
Well, it's fairly straightforward. And if it's anything like my Netflix viewing party, you're just basically passing a lot of kind of salty quips throughout the movie pretty much. And think and come up with the funniest line. But essentially, what you do is that you obviously have to have Netflix and be a member of Netflix and have the party app sort of installed on it. So it's via your laptop. And basically... You've got to do that. And we send out a link and you just kind of press on the link and then you kind of get in. And there's a chat function so you can kind of chat during the movie, obviously, and join in on the conversation. It's really the only time I'll allow people to talk during.
That's what I was just thinking.
I just kind of go, you know what, take advantage of that because otherwise it's not a done deal.
As the director of a film festival, I can't imagine that you'd often be encouraging people to chat through movies.
No. Absolutely. This time I'm cool with it. Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah.
It's absolutely a fun way to engage and be a part of it with other people, especially when you're in ISO. So this is pretty exciting. It's happening this Saturday from 7 p.m. So is the easiest way for us all to be involved just to follow the event details at MQFF's Facebook page?
On our Facebook page. Exactly, yeah. I'm going to do a little live intro just right at the beginning and sort of give people a bit of a guidance about how to do it. But it's pretty straightforward.
So that's the perfect time to do your popcorn and make your cocktail and just listen to Spiro waffle on about films.
I will waffle on and stall as much as I possibly can, which won't be much. But please use that opportunity to get yourself ready and comfy. And if you haven't seen Pride before, I'm just going to say this is such a great film, and I do recommend having a box of tissues handy. It's quite moving as well, and a really, really wonderful movie. And I think it's going to take everyone by surprise. And like I said, I think it's a really timely movie at the moment as well.
Well, I'm really excited to watch it because I haven't seen it yet. So I'm excited to watch it on Saturday night. And I'm excited to watch it with my community as a part of the MQFF virtual viewing party. And thank you, Spiro, and to the whole team at MQFF for putting these on and keeping us engaged and reminding us about great queer films or just great queer things that are going on. I think it's really great. And it's great to be able to see ways in which we can extend outside of the festival that happens every year.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's been really nice to be able to kind of connect up with people and kind of continue that conversation as well, and, you know, sort of celebrating queer film. And, you know, we'll be back in the cinema again in no time as well. So. Yeah,
but in the meantime, get that popcorn ready for Saturday night, watching Pride with MQFF. Spiro, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me on. It was really great.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.